Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
John Morant.
Yeah.
Okay, but before we go, are we putting on capes or are we going to be honest?
We got to be honest.
Okay.
So yesterday said that he could potentially end up, this could end up costing him $100 million. First, I just want to say exactly what happened for anybody that doesn't know, if you're under a rock. Several months ago, Ja Morant was in a gentleman's club in Denver, Colorado, mm-hmm. and he showed a pistol on Instagram Live. And that, got him in trouble. And he had an 8-game suspension. He had to go to therapy. He had to sit down with Jalen Rose and, made a whole thing, apology tour. Say, all right, kind of moved on. Everybody moved on. He got back to playing. He started playing. He's doing John Morant things, performing at a very high level. They lost in the playoffs to the Lakers. Well, that's a different story. But everything was cool. He's in overtime elite. I saw, dancing. Kind of just one of these things where just everybody just kind of like let it go.
You got Dylan Brooks into China.
and then yesterday, just when everything had, been forgotten, in case you forgot, he wanted to remind you again that he's staying dangerous. And yeah. Listening to NBA Youngboy.
He knows all the lyrics.
Shout out to him. In the passenger seat of his friend's, I think it was his friend's car, his car, whatever. His friend was on Instagram Live. And he again showed a gun and pointed it at his head. His friend responsibly, as soon as he saw that, took the phone and tried to, but at that point in time, it was already too late. Right. He has been put under suspension again.
Indefinitely.
Wow. Talking about historic. This is legendary. This is legendary on so many different levels. So before talking about this, I wanted to just make sure that I knew what I was talking about. So we have a lot of friends. I called one of my friends that is an NBA legend that's played for over a decade in the league. And I asked him firsthand. I said, how do these contracts work? He said, is there a moral clause? He said, yes, there's a moral clause. Mm-hmm. And he said, the thing about it is it has menacing, anything that can be deemed as menacing conduct. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like broad range open for interpretation, right? So he's like, because a lot of people's like, well, he has a First Amendment, right? Or whatever, Third Amendment, what is it? Second Amendment?
To have a gun?
Arms? That's the Second Amendment, right?
I think so.
You have the right to bear arms. True. As an American citizen, you
right. That's to own, not to brandish, though.
But to work for a private company that has in their, contract certain clause.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, he explained to me the menacing clause that's in the contract and anything that can be deemed detrimental to the brand of the NBA and the team as well. If you violate that, then you can be held in contempt and you can be punished accordingly, however they feel is accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Brandishing guns, especially in that manner, which would deem to be reckless use of a firearm, is not something that the NBA or probably the Memphis Grizzlies are overly enthusiastic about. So he already lost a lot of money, right? Because he gets paid $540,000 per game. So last year, I think he got suspended for nine games.
Eight
games.
Yep.
So that's a little over $4 million that he lost last year.
First team All NBA as a
rookie. We're gonna get there.
So definitely gonna get to that. So the first team All NBA thing cost him $39 million. Now I put a post that said he's top five players in the league. That's debatable. He's definitely top 10 players in the league.
Well, before you go there, let's talk about how it cost him $39 million.
Well, I'm about to go over.
All right, let's do it.
So these contracts. This is a financial conversation, by the way. That's what we're talking about. So a lot of these NBA contracts are incentive based, right? If you score a certain amount of points, and a lot of them are tied to all NBA teams. So there's three all NBA teams, first team, second team, and third team. And a lot of them, if you make an all NBA team, then you'll receive more money. He had it in his contract. If he made an all NBA team, he would receive $39 million more.
Well, so it happened. It's actually made for Derrick Rose. So what happened? It's called the Rose Rule. It's if you outperform your contract within your rookie contract, and so Ja was in within his rookie contract last year, right? And so he automatically made an NBA All NBA team last year. He now qualifies for a max extension, and so the first extension he can get is for $194,000. But because he made last year's, million. Because he was part of it, he can now sign a max deal, a super max, where he can get up to $234 million, right? And so the suspension obviously played a role.
Well, Kendrick Perkins said it himself, because Kendrick Perkins has a vote.
Yeah.
So he said, I didn't vote for him on the All-NBA team because of the gun.
Mm-hmm. He was.
That's crazy that he's. I'm glad that he said it because there's all
other people.
Like, well, you don't know. Well, this is a person that actually has a vote.
Yep.
So if he's vocally saying that, how many other people didn't vote for him because of this situation?
I'm sure plenty of people, because he was for 4 months throughout the season, he was in the MVP conversation. His team finished number two in the West when he stopped. They were number one at one point in the West.
If you're saying that he's not one of the top players in the league, you have no idea what you're talking about.
At least top six point guards.
He's one,
top five for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He's AI on steroids.
He averaged 26 points a game. Almost six rebounds and eight assists. He's 11th in points with 26 points, and he is fifth in assists. His team, one of the best teams in the NBA, and they had the number two seed. Now, doesn't matter what they did in the postseason. The all NBA team is based off of the regular season. So he's the best player on one of the best teams in the league. He's first team All-Star. He averaged almost 26, 6, and 8. It's difficult to name 10 players better than him in the league.
You don't have to name 10. You just have to name six point guards that are better than him, because they're going to do it by guard.
No, so, well, not six point guards, six guards.
Six guards, right. So they have six guards that they have.
But I'm just saying, just in general.
Yeah.
He's a top 10 talent.
He is.
It could be debatable where he falls in that top 10.
Yeah.
He's definitely a top 10, top 15 talent. You can even make a debate that he's a top 5 talent. But he's definitely should have been an all NBA player.
Mitigation of risk, though,
for the league,
and Nike, and as
well. This is just the NBA contract. The NBA contract. Now we're at $45 million.
Yeah, around $44 million, right there.
Okay.
So now they're saying we don't know, but obviously it's going to be more games suspended than last year.
There's talks between 25 games to the entire season.
So let's just say 22 games. Let's just say 22 games, right? If he gets suspended for 22 games, that's around $12 million. So, and then he paid $600,000 in a fine last year as well. So that's total right now of around $55 million.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't include the Powerade situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You got it. Yeah. So the Poway situation is on March 1st, they signed him as the face of Poway. Like, think about this. March 1st. On March 3rd, he gets the suspend. Well, he has the gun. Power 8 was looking at him as the face of their mm-hmm. brand. And not who, just like, yo, the elite. So Coca-Cola owns Power 8. Now, why is Coca-Cola trying to make Ja the face of it? Because they want to compete with that other energy drink that has dominated for decades called mm-hmm. Gatorade, who was owned by Pepsi. This is why it's a business conversation. Mm-hmm. And so Power 8 is not strong enough by itself. And so who else does Coca-Cola have under its brand for energy drinks? They have Body Armor. Now, we know Body Armor because we know the investment that the late Kobe Bryant had in it. James Harden, who we mentioned before, had in it. And so they're thinking to ourselves or themselves, hey, if we can get Powerade and we can get Body Armor in front of these athletes, we can at least compete with Gatorade. Mm-hmm. They shot a commercial for him on March 1st when they were announcing him. No pun intended on the shot. They made a commercial for him that they were going to launch around the announcement. They had to freeze that commercial, and they haven't put it out since. Yeah. That contract was in jeopardy then. I would highly suspect that that contract is even in more jeopardy now. So let's just say that that contract, because they were already...
They had $10 million in ad
spends. I was about to say that. They had $10 million in ad spends ready to go out per season just for him. Just for him, so he could be the face of the brand. So you, at least that's a $10 million spend on top of whatever he signed. Let's say that could have been a multi-million dollar contract. So let's say that's like $15 to $20 million for this season.
And then you have to look at future potential people that's going to back away, because it's obviously going to affect his future earnings as far as endorsement deals or different things of that nature.
We didn't get into the Nike deal, though.
We haven't gotten to Nike deal yet. The Nike deal has not been affected yet.
They just released it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying, they're still sticking. They have stuck by him so far.
After the first suspension, they stood with him, right? They froze their campaign because that was going to launch around the same time as the Powerade campaign. They froze the campaign. They put out a statement. They're saying they're standing by him. He's made a mistake. He was on a rookie deal as well. So he signed for $12 million in 2019 to Nike. Now he has a signature shoe. I'm sure there's incentives inside of that, and he probably re-upped. They didn't announce the amount that he's getting, but his signature shoe just came out last month.
And if we're going to be very honest, we've seen it with Adidas, and we haven't talked about Adidas doubling back and the percentage they have to give to Kanye. Nike screwed over Kyrie and gave Ja Kyrie's shoe.
There it is.
You have to do good moral business. And I know it felt like in the 1980s and 90s, the people that were corrupt end up winning, but I feel like there's a shift in the universe where if you do wrong amongst people, it is going to come back on you tenfold. Nike, you're going to have to find a way to make this right with Kyrie. And I don't know how you promote that Joshua with this going on.
Gonna be tough.
The thing about it is, so that's like $70 million. Then, like I said, if you add in just, you know, future potential deals that probably would have happened that probably won't happen now, it's conceivable that this thing could trickle into nine figures. And then we even talked about his future NBA career as well. NBA, that might affect the NBA contract moving forward the next time around and different things of that nature.
The 194 was guaranteed. I know you said you spoke. Is there any way that they could, I don't know, like they can't void the contract for sure, but is there any way, how does that work? Right? Is it just that they could suspend it without pay?
When you're suspended without pay, yeah, I don't think that they have grounds to terminate his contract.
Right.
So the suspension is probably going to be the most that could potentially happen. But also when I spoke to, you know, my friend, I'll leave his name out of it. But we both said the same thing. Like the troubling thing for me, because there's been players in the NBA that have court cases that have done a variety of different things. There's been professional NFL players that got caught moving weight.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes, like, and there's been rappers get caught up in a RICO, stuff like that.
Yeah, but we had NBA players. I mean, some of the audience might be too young, but we had guns in the arena. Gilbert Arenas and Jabari Smith.
So that's what he spoke about. He spoke about the Gilbert Arenas thing. Yeah. He said the difference between the Gilbert Arenas thing is that he brought a firearm into a building.
Into the arena.
So that's actually, like, not allowed. That's right. That could be potentially a crime.
On the plane.
So the crazy thing about John Moran is that he technically has not done anything wrong.
That's not true.
Legally, he's doing, like, this is why this is even so more disturbing. He's doing this for no reason. He's ruining his career, and for, it's like show and tell. Like, it's not like no real beef. Yeah. It's not no real issue.
Listen. Really
just for, like, just in giggles. Like, you just, you. It's like show and tell. Like, you're literally losing hundreds of millions and potentially ruining your career, for no particular reason.
To live out rap lyrics.
What's bad? When Crips get on Instagram and say, stop claiming us, you making us look bad.
Was he claiming the Crips?
You're going to end up having another fine. Keep playing. Okay. And I know he's young and all that. I'm going to get all this out. I know he's young. It's not none of his friend's fault. It's not his dad's fault. It's him. It's him. And we all have bravado and get full of ourselves. But you can't throw, like, any person that I knew in the streets would kill for an opportunity like him to have those endorsement deals that would clean up their life and would never show that.
There's a deeper conversation though too, right? Because when he spoke about it the last time, it was like, yo, I have to figure out a better way to deal with stress and deal with anxiety. And so I don't know if it's a cry for help, but there's something that it doesn't feel like this, like this doesn't seem like normal, right? Obviously, right? And rap music, it has an influence in it because every time he's doing it, he's rapping and but I'm like, there's something deeper here with him, right? This didn't happen. He's been in the league for 4 years, right? This didn't happen in year 1, 2, and 3. July 6, 2022, he signed the extension for $194 million. You see him with Pops, and we're neighbors next door. We've been to Memphis. We've heard some stories in Memphis that we won't share.
Here in Houston, too.
And it's like, there's something deeper here, man. There's something deeper there. So, first, like, prayers up for him. Like, hopefully, if there is a deeper issue, he gets help for it. But like you said, this is so, like, irresponsible, so reckless, so self-inflicted. It's like, yo, we're watching it as just spectators and fans. It's like, yo, this don't even make any sense, bro. Like, what are we doing?
Go ahead, Rashad.
I've never seen, I think it might be a mental situation. Okay. And I really hope that he's able to receive help, because I don't see any rational person trying to self, like Fat Joe said, he's trying hard to get kicked out the NBA. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to try. Sometimes you just, things just happen. You get caught up. This is, even his friend had enough common sense to put the phone down.
Right. Looking out.
Like
we ain't even stop the music.
What I'm saying. It's not really even his friend's fault. His friend was one that actually tried to protect him.
Yeah.
You can't be in your right mind. You can't be in your right mind to show a gun on Instagram and go through this and get caught and have to go to rehab and all of this stuff, but therapy and all of this stuff, and to come back 3 months later and literally do the same exact thing. And the bigger point is, like, this is another thing I was talking about when I had the conversation. Who wants to play with guns? You putting a gun near your head, like,
that's nothing to play with.
That's like Jeezy got one of the best lines of all time. Who want to play with guns? A lot of blood, a lot of drama. That shit ain't fun. Like, why would you want to play with a gun? Like, it's not a prop toy. Like, you're putting a gun near your head.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be mentally stable and do things like this.
You know what it made me think of? Both of you came to mind when I saw the text this morning. Number one, Ian, was, I know you do this at every show, and you ask people, you make them say it, like, I'm worthy, right? I deserve the success. I deserve to get wealthy.
Yeah.
And then I thought about our conversations that we've had plenty of times, that when people get into the level of success, they'll figure out a way to try to sabotage it because they don't feel like they're worthy of it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I bring up July 6, 2022, is because, like, yo, I've come into this wealth. But is there a part of you that feel like, yo, man, maybe I don't deserve this. Maybe I'm not worthy of this.
I think his talent is representative that he is worthy, but I think there's some desire to want to be seen as tough. And from people that I've heard from, like, Giles, no slouch, he can fight. But I think this fascination with being tough, everyone that I talked to who was in the streets, it was like, I do not understand why he's doing this, because they won't do that. They wouldn't do it. And they're up a couple hundred thousand.
Right, they wouldn't be where he's at.
Like, they would die to trade places with him to be able to play ball and travel the world. And, like, but I mean, maybe there's some trauma there. Who knows? But, like, those things have to get ironed out. For those of you who are here solely for investing, I get it. Pepsi, long, Coca-Cola, stay away from Nike. I would stay away from for right now. Profit margin isn't as strong as it should be. The only thing I thought of was Iverson. They want to kick Iverson out the league for way less. After it's been Allen Iverson, he would have been sent packing out of Philadelphia, and Pat Croce would have sent him up a river first chance. He needs to go to another team.
If you said if this was Iverson?
No question.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what Jalen was saying. He was like, a lot of the things that were going on when we were playing, I'm glad there was no social media. Because it could have been a lot worse.
So my friend that I was talking about, he was saying that nobody from his era can talk about John Morant because he was like, they all had guns.
It's the people, boy, I ain't gonna tell you the Pacers stories.
But like I said, it's a difference between having a gun and
rapping on
branding your shit on Instagram Live, listening to NBA Youngboy. Like, are you trying to
seems like it.
Are you trying to lose money?
They're throwing around with cocaine.
NBA Youngboy gonna have to pay salary.
NBA Youngboy, he should try to get an endorsement deal from the NRA. Where's the National Rifle Association when you need them?
Right.
They're not for us.
They champion everything
else. Stand by him now.
They champion everything else. NRA, where are you?
What was the purpose of the NRA, though? I know you hate my open-ended questions, but the purpose of the NRA wasn't for us.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying this is a chance for them to actually stand by a celebrity in time of need. So NRA, where are you? And NBA Youngboy.
Yo, look what your lyrics did.
Are we holding NBA Youngboy account?
No, he has nothing to do with this. No, the fuck, no.
His lyrics got nothing. His lyrics is something to Josh's spirit.
Something in the water.
It's something to his spirit.
It's something.
And I know he's young. I'm not criticizing the brother.
We got to remember that part. He's 23.
23, but he is 23. Is not that young.
No, I mean, relative. Huh? Right.
Bro.
He could be a college senior.
That's not that young. If you do a crime at 23, you're gonna be sitting for 57 years.
Yeah, you're an adult at 18. But
you're not 16.
He is a father. And so we gotta think about that part, like the human side of it. Like, yes, this is troubling. He's still young. He still prayerfully has a lot of life to live. Can he come back from this?
Hopefully. Hopefully so.
And the organization change is probably needed. And I know people want to, like, yo, his dad needs to sit down with him. And that's why even like my dad, he'll call me after every show. Clean up the language. You don't know who watching. You don't know who listening to. Like, people are white. Especially, let's be honest, when you're black, there's a lot less room for mistakes that you can make. That's why even like I always say it. I'll say something about China. We get to the corn shortage, and now China is exclusively doing a deal with Africa to cut us out. It's conspiracy when I say it. When Wealth or somebody else posted or TheStreet.com posted, it's like law. You have less room when you're an African-American male to make these kind of mistakes. And the way they're throwing around RICO charges, he needs to be very careful.
Maybe he just wants to really join Dylan Brooks.
Go stop, man.
Shanghai Sharks.
He's going to be in the NBA. Dylan Brooks.
He's going to pick him up.
We have a friendly wager that he would be in the NBA. You're saying he's not going to be.
LeBron went up to him. Your career is over.
Is he going to be in the NBA next year?
Big three.
You with Shadi? He said he's not. I say he is. All right.
Big three.
So I'll add you to the friendly wager.
Rich Paul at InvestFest. Make him call. Soon LeBron went off. Hey, get him out the league, bro.
We'll know by then.
Shanghai Sharks, here we come. Hopefully Ja Morant can get himself together and thoughts and prayers to him and his family. And anybody that's watching, learn from this.
Yes. Keep your guns and unbrandishing off Instagram. Also, too, Duvall had a point. Before you go live, you need to tell your friends, hey, I'm going live. Don't get nothing incriminating, nothing stupid. If that's what you're going to do, you have to be safe. When my mom tells me all the time, anything that you put on never comes off. Please be careful.
Or it could be chat. GBT deep fake. It could be a deep fake.
No, we didn't think of that.
We didn't. No, they said it on ESPN. They said they had to verify that it's actually him. So it could be a deep fake. That could happen. Wasn't me.
I think he was driving. Yeah, we'll see.
They're gonna
see who that car is registered to and all that.
Wasn't me. Speaking of Shanghai Sharks, China buys corn from South Africa for the first time and begins turning away from U.S. Chinese buyers. 600 562 tons of U.S. corn orders in the last week as the country looks to diversify. So China is buying corn from South Africa instead of America. Why is this important?
It goes back into, for those of you who have, this may be your first episode, you didn't hear when I was talking about this a year and a half ago. As the superpowers began to team up together, you have to trade amongst one another. If I've been buying my products from Nike, because I get an endorsement deal, can't represent Reebok. So if China has a relationship with Africa and they're waging war with us, as we talked about, it's not going to be a traditional war. It's going to be a war that is fought in trade and on the internet. Some people may not think that this is a big deal, but it is a sign as we're giving all of our money away to Ukraine. We're not taking care of our American citizens, aren't taking care of the health of our citizens here, are not taking care of the education, and the country is being run slowly into the ground. They are forging an alliance to do business and trade amongst each other to then cut us out. So people keep asking me, how long do I think before China becomes a superpower and passes us up with the BRICS situation? Maybe 20 or 30 years, but these things are being put in place right now. It's like no different than if you go to certain restaurants, they only have Coca-Cola products and Pepsi and vice versa. They're setting up their trade lines to do business amongst each other.
Well, they're already a superpower.
Yeah, but to surpass us, it's going to take them, Brazil, India, China, Africa. We were talking about this last summer, and that's why when everyone's like, yo, you're fear-mongering, I'm like, no, I'm giving you the data because this does matter. And I'll go back through the list again of companies that have their yield curve inverted, our debt to GDP. Like, our debt to GDP at some point in the next 10 years may go up to 200%. I've talked about it before. The pension funds for teachers in Chicago are insolvent. Social Security will be dried up by 2033. Vacancy rates for offices in San Francisco are 45%. That alone indicates a crash. And the best time to team up against a bully is when the bully is down.
Yeah. I mean, yes, this is true, but it's still the number one provider of corn to China.
For the time being.
So in comparison, so the 562,000 tons is what was shipped, but on average, the U.S. ships almost 5 million tons to China. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for the time being, it's something to definitely pay attention to.
Yep. These are the macro economic indicators that you have to begin, like these trade deals are key. And that's why I say investing is a long cycle, a long game. So even with oil, like if we talk about like cyclical investments and when things go up and when things go down, for a long time, or even gold was under water for a long period of time, not giving a great return. So even if I look at, let's say, like crude was negative from 2015 through 2020. It finally went positive. Commodities tend to go up when we are in a recession, right? And then when they top out like how I did in 2007, it was an indication that the market was going to crash. When you see these kind of trade deals start to be formed, it is a sign of a changing in the power. So it's not something that is going to affect us tomorrow or in a year. Should you invest in corn now? Some people ask me that. No, it's not the best commodity to invest in. But over the next 3 or 4 years, and if we don't get our affairs in order, new president, and get this debt thing under control, it is going to be an issue in the future. And no one else has to believe me. Let's talk about even quality of food. The quality of food, and I've said it before, is not the same here as it is even in the EU. Even when we go to London, people like the food is bland. It's like, no, that's what real food tastes like without all the salt and all the sugar. Meanwhile, the diabetes drugs and weight loss drugs are going crazy because they're profiting off of our sickness. You can't do that in EU or in Mexico, which I cannot wait to go back to. So as you travel internationally, you get to see things are done differently because they are slowly poisoning us in every area to make us sicker to then profit off of it. That's why I said, if you think Americans are going to get healthier, you should short Johnson & Johnson and Eli Lilly. But if you think we're going to get sicker, you need to invest in Eli Lilly. Eli Lilly is on a unprecedented tear. Just hit a high, I think, last Friday at 445.54. Eli Lilly is on fire. So if you want to know what the play is there, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly are two of the best pharmaceutical companies in the country. Unprecedented run, easy gains there. Let me tell you the returns. 18,000% return all time over the last 5 years, 428% over 1 year. Eli Lilly is up 48% for a company that is has a market cap of $350 billion.
The profit is in the treatment, not in the cure.
Yep. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a little conspiracy theorist that, you know, got an investing show and led the culture to get some gains. Hey, man. I've learned just to be zen in. See, I told you 2023. Rashad turned heel and I turned babyface. Y'all in trouble. Great. And for everyone who asked for stock club renewals, when the entire culture acts right, I'll put it back up. No.
Y'all act right. Get your act together.
Get your act right. Tell everybody else take the courses down. We want to talk some money talk. Who can trade and who can't. Get your tickets to InvestFest. Thank you for the shout out on Twitter for me being one of the brightest minds in the culture and in the world. I appreciate that so much. I will be showing some live trades at InvestFest too. So get your tickets now. And then maybe next year we'll be in China.
China, here we come.
Yeah.
Yes. We're taking this show on the road.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.